Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. There are plenty of things about this Penguins season that just feel off or just feel different from previous Penguins seasons. Obviously, the power play cannot gain any momentum. We've seen power plays that have failed to meet expectations, especially with how many talented players have been on this team and been in this organization over the last 20 years, but this one can't gain any momentum. This one has consistently been in the bottom 3, 4, 5 of the National Hockey League. They've had stretches of 2 or 3 games where they've scored goals in a row, but they just don't gain momentum and they just don't do it in a good manner. It doesn't seem sustainable even when they do find success. They sold at the trade deadline. That too was very, very different. Their playoff hopes, even though they're only 5 points back right now, which is crazy to think, they're near zero as far as their chance to make the playoffs with about a month left in the season. I said on yesterday's Tip of the Iceberg, it was weird last year when they had one meaningless game against Columbus. Now for the last month of the season, it already feels like they're out of it. And their stars haven't shined quite as bright this season. Erik Karlsson, he's been good, but not what a lot of people are expecting. Some people expected 100 points, and that was a little bit of unrealistic, putting that on his shoulders, coming to a different team that's actually in a different position than San Jose was last season. But his offense has been there, his defense has been as expected, but I do think that some people are left looking at the situation saying, man, if he could have done anything on the power play, you would have felt a lot better about him. Evgeny Malkin, the discussions have been had about Evgeny Malkin all season long. Is he washed? No. But has he declined? Yes. Has he had the help around him? No. It's a combination of these things that are causing the current narrative surrounding Evgeny Malkin. Chris Letang had a great start to the season, but the wheels have fallen off as of late, and the same could be said for the captain, Sidney Crosby. Now, I don't make it a habit of talking bad about Sidney Crosby, and this is the first time I've probably talked in a negative light about the Penguins captain in my entire life on back-to-back days. But it's made clear that Sidney Crosby's recent drought is unique. He has 3 points in his last 9 games, all of them assists, including a secondary assist last night on an empty net goal. He has no goals in 10 games. The last time he scored a goal was in that 7-6 victory over the Philadelphia Flyers back in February. His struggles have put a rather impressive record in danger. Now, does he care about personal accolades? No, he's not the type of player that's going to give a crap, especially in the midst of a season when they're on the outside looking in to a playoff spot. He doesn't care about personal accolades, but Sidney Crosby's had a point per game in every season of his career. 18 years, he has never throughout an entire season not had a point per game, which is at least 82 in an 82-game season. But as we all know, he hasn't played all 82-game seasons. He's always over a point per game. It's astonishing consistency. So astonishing that it is second all-time in NHL history behind only Wayne Gretzky, who has 19 of those seasons. He's also second behind Gretzky's 19 in most consecutive point per game seasons to begin his career. One away. If he does it this year, he ties Gretzky, tied for first with 99. And let's all face it, that's where he should be in a lot of the record books, right there next to Gretzky. So most of this season, this wasn't a question. This wasn't an issue. This was something in the back of everybody's mind because he was on a 100-point pace. He was on a 50-goal pace. He was leading the team to staying relevant at certain points this season. And he had his name in Hart Trophy conversations as recent as January after the Penguins went on a 10-3-3 run. It was Crosby backstopping them and doing it all at 5-on-5, mind you, going back to the first point I made. They don't have a power play. He was doing it all at 5-on-5. But now you look at the position he's in and it's a little precarious. He's been at or above a point per game all season long. Since the first game of the year, he had 1 point in Chicago. He had 2 points against Washington. And from then on, he was either at or above a point per game in every single one of the Penguins' 65 games to this point. He narrowly avoided falling below that point per game marker for the first time all year last night. I mentioned it. Secondary assist on an empty net goal keeps him at a point per game. 65 points in 65 games. It's of little consolation for Penguins fans, for the actual Penguins in the locker room, and especially for a guy like Sidney Crosby. But it's certainly another storyline to watch, because what have we seen this past two seasons with the Penguins? While the team accolades haven't been there, there's been a lot of milestones, and some of them are big milestones. Crosby getting 500 goals. Malkin is closing in, I believe, 10 away from 500 goals now. 1,000th game of his career for certain players, passing certain players on the NHL's all-time scoring list, but this is a big one. Tying Wayne Gretzky for the most point-per-game seasons of all time, that's something that a lot of people fall back on with Crosby, is the consistency that he's had throughout his career, despite in the middle of his career going through hectic injuries, including one that some people thought he wouldn't come back from in his neck injury, his concussion issues early in his career. He came back from it, he was as good as ever, and he's been steady up until the age of 36. He's been the topic of conversation all year long for how well he's performed at the age of 36. But this drought, 0 goals in the last 10 games, 3 assists in the last 9 games, that also mirrors the Penguins playing some of the worst hockey we've seen them play in the past 2 decades. It's unfortunate that it could take away from 18 years of building. Of course, it's not building to this moment, 100% not building to this moment, but it's a storyline. Like right now, obviously, who knows? The Red Wings have lost 7 games in a row. The New York Islanders seem to be the same as the Penguins, where they're great 1 week and horrible the next. Buffalo Sabres have been on a little bit of a run. The Washington Capitals, I still don't see them as that impressive. You know, they did beat the Penguins 6-0 last week, but I don't see them as a team that is unstoppable or impossible to catch in the standings. Maybe with the Penguins now only 5 points back, there's new life in that locker room. Maybe they look at the standings and say, hey, if we take care of our business, things could fall the right way for us. It's within reaching distance. Now, as I said on my Iceberg recap earlier this morning, I need to see them beat a team that's higher than 29th in the NHL this month for me to even consider opening that door. Because to me, that door has been closed. And I haven't gone near the door. I haven't opened the door for very much over the last 2 weeks. 5 points back, I'm looking at it. But you need to beat teams like the Rangers. You need to beat, I believe they play the Red Wings this weekend. That's a huge matchup for them, going up against the team that is currently sitting, or at least tied, for the second wild card position. And only, what, a couple 4-point swings away from really being in serious contention. Maybe that spurs Sidney Crosby. Maybe part of this is Sidney Crosby was just negatively dealing with the fact that one of his best linemates, if not his best linemate of all time, was getting traded from the organization, or the fact that the Penguins were sellers at the deadline in general, right? So I don't know what it means in the locker room. It means something, but it doesn't mean a whole lot compared to the overarching storyline of trying to make the playoffs for them. But outside, if you're looking for a reason to watch, Sidney Crosby battling for history is going to be one of the key things to watch over the next 18 games, 65, 17 games. Can he get a point per game over the last 17 to keep this stretch going and to etch his name into a certain corner of the history books that would read Crosby, Gretzky, T first? It's huge. It's not going to make his career. It's not going to solidify his legacy, but it's a nice little feather in the cap for a guy that's been one of the most consistent players of all time throughout his career. 18 years, and he's never had less than a point per game. Could be another strange, unique part of this Penguin season, or could be something we look back on and say, Man, he turned it up at the end of the year to make sure that not only he got that, but let's face it, if he goes out and gets over a point per game over the next 17 games, the Penguins are probably in or winning a lot of those games. And at the end of the day, that's all you want, to win games. And the biggest way to do so is to get Crosby back on the horse and get Crosby, I mean, at the same time, back in this record chase with Wayne Gretzky. So, again, of little consolation when you look at the grand scheme of things, but certainly interesting to watch the fact that he is in danger of losing out on a very historic part and a historic record in the NHL history books. That's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Two major games over the weekend. Penguins take on the New York Rangers and Penguins take on the Detroit Red Wings, both at PPG Paints Arena. We'll see if the Penguins can build off of their 6-3 victory over San Jose, or if they continue to fall back into what they've done over the past couple of weeks and struggle against teams that are playing some pretty decent hockey. But that's it for this one. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.